Nathan Frazier Show, episode number 68, Propagandist Protocols, numbers 1 through 3.
Government is inefficient and should be dissolved.
What government should actually do is just leave people alone to buy and sell freely among themselves. If they just leave self-interested traders to compete with one another, markets are guided to positive outcomes as if by an invisible hand.
It's free markets that are moral because you only succeed if you meet the needs and wants of other people.
One of the hard things for people to understand is that the more you try to control an economy, the more quickly it falls apart.
Capitalism. God's way of determining who is smart and who is poor.
What is up, free market squad, and the place to be? Thank you for taking an hour, a half hour. I'm going to have to correct myself on that. A half hour out of your week to hang with me. Let me get all up in those juicy ear holes. I love it. I am, of course, your host with a hero complex, the high priest of propaganda, Nathan Frazier. This is the Nathan Frazier Show, the BYO Boss podcast, and we are being broadcast on Truth Frequency Radio Network, UCY.TV, picked up and rebroadcast over at LRN.FM. A huge thank you to everybody that promotes the show, helps me spread my propaganda. I do appreciate it. So I got a couple of things to explain, but before that, just a quick preview of what we're going to be doing in the show today. We're going to be doing something new. I'm going to title this show tentatively The Propagandist Protocols, and this will probably be an ongoing series. We'll see. We'll see what the reaction to this is. Maybe I'll get burned at the stake and I won't do any more shows from this point forward. We'll see how the listeners respond. Before that, though, I am going to have to let you guys know why the show is going to be a half hour rather than an hour, and why I'm so grateful to have people like Chris and Shrigio to back me up and constantly put up with my shenanigans. So without any further ado, let's get into Nathan Frazier Land.
I'm not a guru, I'm not an activist, I'm just an entrepreneur and an anarchist, trying to be a leader and deal with haters, man. This is my life, welcome to Nathan Frazier Land.
And we're back. So, I'm cutting the show to a half an hour. There's a couple of reasons why for it. I know some people are going to be outraged. They're going to say, a half hour? A half hour? That's all you're going to give me is a half hour? Feel grateful. Ask any of my ex-girlfriends. They'll tell you you should be thankful for a half hour. So this is the reason why. And again, I have to be super thankful to Chris and Sheree Geo because they're just constantly having to rework the way that they run their network to accommodate little old moi. And I do appreciate that. I feel like a huge jerk to them sometimes because every couple of months, I'm like, hey, I need to change the format of my show. And they're very strict with the way they run their network, and yet they always accommodate me. So be cautious of your blessings and be aware of when people go out on a limb for you. And I am aware that Chris and Sheree are constantly going out on a limb for me. So I really appreciate it. And just wanted to say thank you to them publicly and on the show because they go miles beyond what any network manager should ever do for a radio show host. And I'm super appreciative of it. But it was either they were going to accommodate me or I was going to have to quit doing the show on their network because I just can't do a 2-hour or a 1-hour show anymore. Here's the deal. I do this podcast. I do another podcast called the Copywriters Podcast. And I've been, for the last couple of months, I've actually opened up officially as a marketing consultant and a copywriter for hire. And I've been so flooded with work that I just haven't had the time to put together the podcast. And so if you're a longtime listener, you've probably noticed for the last couple of months, there's been a lot of times where I've just missed shows and it's been rebroadcast and you've had to go 2 weeks before you got another hour long show. And I don't really think that's fair. It's important for me to be consistent and doing an hour long show. I just haven't been able to be consistent. I use the show as partially a form of content marketing, also just a form for me to get out and rant my opinions about things. And it's kind of like therapy. But the fact of the matter is, and the show's not the most successful podcast in the world, but it definitely has been bringing me more work than I've been able to handle lately. And so, if I could ever get through with all these clients, maybe I'd get some time to get back to my marketing. Well, that's kind of the position that I've been in, and I've neglected the podcast, and I don't want to do that anymore. So I had to make a decision, either quit the podcast or take it down to a half hour a week. And I don't think I can quit the podcast. So, I can quit anytime. I'm not addicted. No, I'm fully addicted to your ear holes. They just give me a warm, fuzzy feeling inside. And so I'm cutting it down to a half hour. I hope you understand that going forward, the show will be more consistent. It'll be out every week, or I'll do my best to put out a new episode every week. But those episodes will only be a half hour long, 27 minutes long, somewhere in that time range. And just again, a huge thank you to Chris and Cherie for being so considerate and being so helpful and being so accommodating. I love you guys. Chris, Cherie, you are some of the best people that I've ever worked with, and I appreciate everything that you do do for me, have done for me, and continue to do for me. So thank you. And that is this week's Nathan Fraser Land. So we're gonna skip right over Focus on Freedom and just go straight into this week's BYO Boss podcast. And going forward, I'm not sure. Maybe some weeks we might just do exclusively political stuff and talk about Focus on Freedom. Some weeks we might skip over that. I'm not sure how that's going to play out. But as far as this week, we're skipping over Focus on Freedom. We're going straight into the BYO Boss segment of the show. And we're going to be talking all about something that I like to call the propagandist protocols. For my free market squad members out on the grind, you gotta be your own boss, can't just fall into line. You gotta have a free mind and hope for the future. You gotta be the free market and entrepreneur. All right, free market squad. So we're gonna try something new. This might be a giant failure. This might be a raving success. If I know my paranoid, delusional audience, they're probably going to accuse me of being a manipulator, a COINTELPRO. That's okay. I can't wait to see what kind of accusations I get hurled my way because of this. I'm going to start something this week called the propagandist protocols. And full disclosure, I'm totally stealing this idea from Ben Settle. Ben does this thing called email players rules. Ben is the man to follow if you're trying to get into email marketing. He does it better than anybody. He teaches it better than anybody. And on his podcast, he occasionally does episodes called email players rules, where he just goes through and he gives his insight on some things that you need to know when you're mailing your emails out. Just like basic psychological rules about email and what makes people read and how to get people to read your emails and how to get them to click on the call to action in your emails. And, they're some of my favorite episodes of his podcast. And I think he's up to like over 100 different email players rules in episodes that he's put out so far. And I think Ben actually said that he stole the idea from somebody else, a podcast that he listened to about dating or how to engage with the opposite sex. I can't remember. I can't remember the show that it was that he said that he stole the idea from, but that guy has like game players rules or something like that, and how to be a Mac rules or something like that. Ben thought it was a good idea, stole it for his podcast. I thought it was a great idea, so I'm stealing Ben's stolen idea. And I'm implementing it into my own podcast. And so from this point forward, every once in a while, unless I get burned at the stake for doing this, I'm going to do occasionally episodes called the propagandist protocols. And these are just going to be rules that I believe in my marketing, that I've seen effective in my marketing, but they're going to be with a little bit of a Nathan Fraser twist. And what I mean by that is, so I'm not your traditional internet marketer. I'm not the clean cut, nicely shaven, well-groomed haircut, wearing a button-up shirt and a necktie. That's not me. I'm bald-headed. I got a goatee. I got tattoos all the way from my chest all the way down to my feet. I'm a grimy looking dude and I wear saggy pants and tall t-shirts. So that's just who I am. And how I got into internet marketing was not like, well, you can make money on the internet. Let me show you how, boys and girls. That's not me. That's not how I got into business. That's not why I got into business. I got into business because me and my little brother had a record label and we wanted to get more people listening to our music. And I realized, hey, I need to figure out how to better market our message. And at the time, we were both very heavily into the realm of conspiracy theories. And one of my favorite books at the time, love-hate relationship, because there's a lot of stuff that just scares the crap out of me in this book, but also a lot of stuff that I've over the years implemented into my own marketing. And that is the book Propaganda by Edward Bernays. It's still, I mean, it was one of the very first marketing books I ever read. Years and years later, it's still in my top five marketing books out there. So, but that being the case, that's where I came from. That's how I got into the business world. When I started my first business, I was a conspiracy theorist. I was looking for MK Ultra brainwashing techniques in every aspect of the media. And it's there. I'm not discounting the fact that it's there, but that's where I came from. I came from not trying to make money, but trying to understand how humans tick and trying to understand why humans do the irrational things that they do, not for my own self-gain, but so that I wouldn't fall victim to the same manipulative tactics that almost everyone else around me seemed to be falling for. And so that's how I got into marketing. I was a business owner. I was looking into things like MK Ultra and things like propaganda and things like Project Mockingbird, and realizing that maybe I shouldn't throw the baby out with the bathwater. Maybe inside of all of this knowledge, there's some stuff that I can use to get more sales. And that ended up being the case. And so I don't approach marketing from you need to do this, this, and this, and these are the tricks of the trade, and these are the shiny objects that you need to implement, and you just follow this three-step funnel, and you'll be able to have a back-end offer, and you'll be able to make sales. That's not how I do my marketing. I do my marketing as a way of, first and foremost, understanding how people tick, why people do the things that they do, and how do I take that knowledge and use that as a way to convert more people into customers. And so that's my come from. That's my background. That's my take on things. That's my own kind of way that I do things. And a lot of the stuff that I'm going to be putting forward in these Propagandist Protocols episodes are going to be things that are probably going to be outright rejected by some of my audience, things that are going to make my audience not like me as much as maybe they did before listening. And I'm okay with that. Also, I'm probably going to get accusations. Like I said, I'm going to get a lot of accusations of being a COINTEL agent or whatever the case may be. I'm okay with that. Also, a lot of this stuff is not for the unwashed masses. A lot of this is going to be pearls that shouldn't be thrown before the feet of swines. And so I'm kind of reluctant putting some of this stuff out there, but it works for me. It works for the businesses that I've worked for. And I know that if you are able to disseminate, here's what it comes down to. Do you have something that's going to improve the lives of other people? If so, then you have an obligation to let them know about it. You have an obligation to get their attention, to get them to pay attention, and to get them to make that purchase. Otherwise, you're not doing them any good at all. So that being the case, you might as well know how to do it. And so, a lot of this stuff is not going to be, well, this is how people are, so this is how you take advantage of it. It's more of the case of, this is how people are. And love it or hate it, take it or leave it. I'm not saying it's a good thing or a bad thing. I'm just saying I'd rather work with the way people are than work against the way people are, because it's been my experience that you're able to make a lot more sales. You're able to impact the lives of a lot more people. You're able to make a connection with a lot more people if you work with the way people are rather than working with the way that you wish people were. So Maybe it's not good. Maybe it's not bad. Maybe it just is the way that it is, and you need to accept that and move forward. And that's what the propagandist protocols are all about. So enough justifying myself to you, because I really don't give a shit whether you think I'm a horrible person for knowing this stuff and implementing this stuff, or if you think I'm a genius for it. I really don't care either way. I just wanted to get that out there and let you know a little bit of pre-framing for what's going to come next. And what comes next is propagandist protocol number one: people are self-absorbed. So here's just a sad fact about humanity. We're self-absorbed. We're self-interested. We care about ourselves. That's just the way we are. People are self-absorbed. They don't care about you. They don't care about your business. They don't care about why you started your business or how awesome your service or your product is. They care about themselves. They've got a lot going on in their mind. They're worried about the parent-teacher conference that they've got coming up next week. They're thinking about how great of a time they're going to have with their friends when they go to the concert on Friday night. They're worried about, did they turn the coffee off when they left this morning? They're worried about, what did their boss mean when they said that they needed to talk to him on Friday? They have so much going on in their own brain. They're thinking about their goals. They're thinking about their fears. They're thinking about their desires. They're absorbed with their own lives. They care about themselves. They don't care about your business. But the problem is, you're also self-absorbed as a business owner, as an advertiser. You're also thinking about yourself. And I see this in so many people's advertising. And the self-absorption just, it rings true in most people's advertising. We've been in business since 1978. My great-grandpa built this business out of his garage. We've only got the finest ingredients in our products. We've won the Better Business Bureau Award for blah, blah, blah. We've been voted best in city by the Consumer Council on blah, blah, blah. Nobody gives a shit about that stuff. We don't care. We've got our own things to worry about. So if your advertising is just talking about you and how great your business is or how great your product is, nobody's going to pay attention to it. So stop doing it. Stop advertising that way. Don't talk about how great your service is. Talk about how great my life is going to be once I buy it. Let me know what's in it for me. Let me know why I should care. Focus your advertising on what I care about, myself, and you'll get more sales. Focus your advertising on how I'll be able to alleviate my pain. Focus your advertising on how I'll be able to accomplish my goals. Focus your advertising on how I'll be able to attain pleasure for myself, attain status for myself. If you can address that in your advertising, you'll go so much further than the traditional, very common advertising that I see out there that just talks about how great the business is and how reputable the business is and how honest the business owner is and how only the best high quality ingredients go into making whatever it is that you sell. People don't care about that stuff. They care about themselves. Make your advertising talk to their self-interests and you'll fulfill your own self-interests a lot better. So propagandist protocol number one: people are self-absorbed. So are you. Don't fall victim to it. Work with it rather than against it. All right. Propagandist protocol number two: know your audience, know your target buyer. And this is so frustrating for me when I go into businesses and I ask them, well, who's your product or your service for? Who's your ideal client? Who's your ideal customer? Well, we're for everybody. Everybody can benefit from what we sell. No, that's not true. You need to know exactly who it is that you're trying to reach, who it is that you're trying to connect with. You need to know what values you have in common with them. What hills do they plant their flag on? And you need to plant your flag on those same hills. What villains do you have in common? Who do they blame for the problems in the world, that the problems that they're trying to solve? Who are those villains? You need to pick up rocks and you need to help them throw rocks at those villains with your marketing, with your content. You need to know who their villains are, what their values are. And you need to create content that expresses that connection, that expresses the fact that you agree with them on those values, on those villains. You need to create content that your audience can relate with. When they see it, when they're reading it, when they're reading your advertisements or your status updates, they need to say to themselves, yeah, that's how I feel. I agree with that. I want people to know that I agree with that. It's not about preaching the virtues that you're pushing. It's about showing them that they already agree with the virtues that you're pushing. It's not about you or your business. It's about them. And they already, all you're doing is backing them up. Point out the villains that you share. Point out the values that you share. And create content that allows your audience to express themselves to the world through your content. It's like those t-shirts that are so popular. I have a beautiful daughter and a gun. What dad that's a gun owner with, you know, that's overprotective of his daughter wouldn't want to wear that? That allows him to express how much he loves his daughter and how much trouble you'll be in if you do any wrong to his daughter. That allows him to express his virtues to the world. He'll buy that t-shirt. He'll wear that t-shirt. It's about creating content, not for your audience, but for your audience's audience. It's about creating something that they'll not only like, but they'll also want to share so that they can share it and they can express themselves through whatever it is that you create. If you have a diet plan or an exercise plan, it's not just about this plan is awesome because it gets you this results. It's about this plan is awesome because it represents this lifestyle. If you do this exercise program, it says this about you. If you wear these type of clothes, if you wear this type of watch, it says this about you. It says that these are your values. It says that these are the things that you stand against. If you can create content that connects with your audience, especially based off of the values that you have in common and the villains that you have in common, that's how your content will go viral. That's how your content will get likes, will get shares. That's how you'll get influence over your marketplace. That's how people will stand in line overnight out in front of Best Buy to buy your latest product because it helps them express something about themselves. But the problem is, if you think that your product or service is for everybody, it won't work. It only works if you know who your target audience is and you express to that target audience, we're in line with you. And by buying us, this is what you say about yourself. It can't work for everybody. It can't work if your target audience is everybody. You have to pick who your target audience is. You have to make all of your messaging, your marketing, and the why for the reason why your business exists in the first place has to be in line with those villains and those values. And if you can do that, you'll have diehard fans that'll buy everything that you put out. But it won't work if your target audience is, quote unquote, everyone. All right. Propagandist protocol number three, people want to feel important. They want to feel valuable. They want to feel like their life has meaning. And if you can give them that, they'll follow you to the edge of the earth. They'll follow you over the edge of the earth. But if you deny them of that, they'll betray you the moment something better comes along. And think of like personal relationships when a woman feels neglected, when her husband doesn't make her feel pretty anymore, doesn't make her feel valuable, doesn't show that he appreciates her anymore. And then somebody at the office starts telling her, oh, I like your hair. It looks beautiful. I like the way you curled your hair this morning. Hey, those shoes look awesome. Where'd you get them at? Starts paying attention to her. All of a sudden, she starts coming home an hour late from work. Same thing with guys. If guys don't feel appreciated, if guys don't feel valued in the relationship, I think 99%, and this isn't like a quote or a statistic that I'm quoting from anywhere, but pretty consistently, everybody I've ever known that cheated on their significant other was because they didn't feel appreciated. They didn't feel valued in the relationship, and somebody else gave that to them. So in your business, are you letting your customers know how much you value them? Are you sending them thank you? When they purchase something, do you tell them thank you? Do you tell them that without them, your business wouldn't exist? Do you tell them how important they are to whatever it is that you're trying to do in the world? You need to do that. You need to let people know how important they are to you, how valuable they are to you. And if you can do that, I mean, and this is really, really dark, but Hitler said that he was able to get people to pull off the most horrific atrocities just by pinning a medal on their badge, just by letting them know, hey, you did something great for the homeland. He could get people to load other human beings into ovens just by telling them what you're doing is important, what you're doing is valuable. People lust after the feeling of valuable. People need to feel like their life is important, it has meaning, that they offer value. If you can give that to them, they will follow you to the edge of the earth. If you deny that, they will not take a single step in your direction. So propagandist protocol number 3, people want to feel important. Give that to them. All right. That brings us to the end of this week's episode. If you enjoyed this, check out more of my crazy propagandist protocols over at freemarketsquad.com. The official website of this podcast is nathanfrasershow.com. Much love. Thank you for sticking around. Thank you for being my audience. You are valuable to me. Without you listening, I'd just be speaking into a microphone. I'd be making no change on the world whatsoever. So you are important to me, and I value you. See what I did there? All right, Free Market Squad, until next time, faith in each other, not in authority. I am out of here. Deuces.
Free minds, free markets, free people.
Hey, what's up? Well, I got you in a trance. And before I let you go, I wanted to take advantage of the fact that I have your attention and let you know about something that I put together for you. So if you're a business owner and you're running any kind of advertising right now whatsoever, I want you to go and check out this free guide that I put together for you. So here's the deal. I speak with a lot of business owners and they tell me, well, advertising doesn't work in our industry, or we've tried advertising before, our audience, our customers just don't respond to it. I've heard it so many times, but I've never seen it actually be true, because tiny tweaks to their advertising and we've seen giant increases in response. So the idea that advertising doesn't work in my industry or my audience doesn't respond to advertisements, I've never seen evidence for that being actually true. What I have seen evidence for being true is your advertising sucks. Sorry to be blunt and not sugarcoat it, but most advertising sucks. The reason most people hate advertising is because most advertising sucks. And even when you hire a quote unquote professional copywriter, a lot of times those people's advertising sucks as well. They're just following a step-by-step template, fill in the blank type of copywriting, and it doesn't work. Like I told you, I write all of my advertisements with the psychology, the mindset of people first, and then I make sure that I have the specific parts, aspects of my copy that need to be there. But the fact is most advertisements suck, and most advertisers suck. And if you're a business owner, you probably already know deep down in your heart that this is true, but you don't know what you can do about it. So here's the deal. I don't want you to give up on advertising. Advertising is how you get your message out to the world. You can't leave all of your advertising in the hands of like word of mouth. I mean, do you want all of your advertising messages emanating from sources that you don't have any control over? I don't. That's not a very smart business or marketing plan for me. I don't think it's a very smart plan for you. So what do? Do you continue writing your own ads and seeing the same result? Do you continue throwing money away on bad copywriters that don't get you the results that you want? Do you give up and just let your business trudge along at the same rate that it's going without seeing the growth that you know you need? Do you go out of business because you're just not getting enough attention and getting enough customers into your doors? Or do you educate yourself about what makes good copy? And if you pick option number, whatever that last option was, then I've got something for you. If you want to understand, if you want to educate yourself about what makes good copy, what makes how to tell the difference between a good copywriter, a bad copywriter, how to grade the copy that somebody turns into you, how to grade your own copy to make sure that your advertising messages will actually do something, will actually see results, then I've put together it's like a 6-page PDF. It's a real quick, easy read. You can read it in 15 minutes, probably 5 minutes, and you'll be fully prepared for your next ad campaign to make sure that you're not having anything that's just going to completely kill your results. And I put this together partially because once you read it, more often than not, people come to me and ask me to help them with their sales copy. So it's a great lead magnet for me. It helps me prove that I know what I'm talking about. But I also put it together because whether you hire me afterwards or not, I believe in the free market. I believe in entrepreneurs. I believe in you. I believe in your business. I want you to succeed. And for me to greedily hold on to the stuff that I know works and not let people like you have it is, in my opinion, it's just a disservice to the free market. And I'm all about watching the free market thrive. That's what my goals are. So, and to make some money as well. So, and to help you make money. So, if you want to, you know what, not if you want to, if you know the importance of having good copy, good advertising, and you're sick and tired of wasting money on bad advertising, then you need to get your ass over to freemarketsquad.com/copyguide, copyguide, freemarketsquad.com/copyguide. Download your free copywriter's consumer awareness report, and don't waste any more money or time on bad advertising. All right, I'm out of here, Free Market Squad. Be your own boss. #BYO Boss. Deuces.